Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you? Sorry, can you confirm again? 81? Five. Yes, Mr. Dawood, how can I help you? No, your internet is not connected. We have cancelled your internet. Give me a moment, sir. Okay, you said that you will wait for the FTTP service, then only then that's why you asked to cancel. Your service is not with us right now, sir. So what do you want me to do? Tell me. The account number which you gave me, the address is 10 Burnside Road. Tell me the other one. Wait, let me check. No, sir, you need to give me the account number. I'm not able to find it. No. Yes, 54 Holiday Drive. What is the issue, sir? Give me a moment. Yes, sir, your internet is working on my end. It's not working. Okay, let me see. Are you at your home right now? You at this location? What is the which modem are you using there? Okay. Do you yeah? Oh, is it connected? Is the Wi-Fi connected? The Wi-Fi is showing connected or not? Do you have a laptop or a computer? What device do you have there? Can you connect your laptop to the modem? Internet will not work. I'm asking you, is the Wi-Fi showing connected or not? Can you please open on your laptop? Can you please open a browser and put this number 192? Mr. Yari, I know it is on. Can you do one thing? Can you please, on your laptop, open a browser, Google Chrome, Safari, whichever browser you have. Open that and put this number 192. Are you on your laptop? Your laptop is connected to the Wi-Fi. So what is it connected? You said the Wi-Fi is connected. Wi-Fi. What Wi-Fi are you getting on your laptop? No, please disconnect that. Connect to the Wi-Fi netcom mode netcom. So put the password there. The Wi-Fi password. What is the Wi-Fi password? It is the NetCom Wi-Fi name, right? The password is at the back of the modem. Please check, sir. I don't have the password with me. Hello. Yep. I don't know, sir, because it is at the back of the modem, whichever you're getting at the back of the modem, that's the one which you need to select. Open the browser and put this number 192. .168 168. Of course, dot sir. 192.168.20.1. And tell me what you can see. Yes, enter, sir. No, internet is not required. I'll do one thing, sir. I'll escalate it to my team. Okay. Please give me some time. I'll give you a call back. All right. Keep the modem connected. No worries, sir. No, sir. No, sir. So this modem which you're using, whose modem is this? Is it yours modem or our modem? So that means it's our modem, right? Okay. So will it be okay if I send you another modem and you can return that one? Maybe that modem is not working. Should I do that? Okay, then I'll do one thing. I'll place an order for a new modem. Okay. Once you receive the new modem, you can return the old modem which you have there. Can you tell me which? Sorry? Same person? No. It's not the same person. It will be from Australia Post. Which modem do you have there? Can you tell me the model number? No, at the back, see there is a sticker. And on that sticker, you have the model number there. You have the modem there, right? The netcom modem, sir. Just see at the back of the modem, you can see the sticker there. Okay, not a problem. So I'll place an order for a new modem, okay? You just return the old modem so that in future you don't have any trouble again. All right? No, don't worry. So once you get the new modem, sir, you can give me a call back. I will help you to connect it. Okay? No worries. I'll place the order right now. Anything else I can help? See, I'll place an order on a priority, but you are in Queensland, right? Agent's Landing. So it depends on Australia Post how soon they'll deliver the modem to you. Okay? No, you are returning the modem, right? So we will not charge you. Okay? No worries. I'll give you give me a call back once you get the modem. All right, I'll help you to connect it. No worries. Thank you, sir. Bye.